I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell!
Greetings!
What's going on in Steve's movie land?
It's all pretty busy, mate, in movie land. They just keep making the movies. Bit of a Twitter skirmish this afternoon involving a few people around a Variety story talking about an upcoming film being made about the Christchurch terror attacks.
Shit.
What? Too soon?
You'd think that. Now, it's not a New Zealand production. It's an international filmmaker who has previously made a film about shit going down in Egypt. So I think like possibly has a bit of a handle on some of the geopolitical elements of it. But boy, there's some people off in Cannes working on getting the project off the ground. The script has been written already, which seems awfully quick for a feature film script to come together.
Well, none of the details have come out about, you know, this human being that's committed this atrocious act.
And arguably we don't want them either. So yeah. I don't know. Look, there's no details. It's basically I was one of several people having a knee-jerk reaction of I don't like it.
Is there like a light at the end of the tunnel of maybe they send the proceeds to the families or something like that? Some kind of little trickery where it all works out good for everyone?
Maybe there is a little trickery, possibly.
Is that something someone
should think about? I think maybe just giving a little bit more information about the project. Now, I just saw a story on sometimes esteemed news website stuff about a Muslim community organisation in Christchurch not being very happy with this news themselves. So
fair enough.
So let's wait and see. I don't think the tone of this. The title apparently is My Brother. It's apparently about a family swept up in the events. Anyway, let's just let people yell in an echo chamber like I did for a while today, and we'll find out more about it in coming weeks, I guess.
Sure, it's not some sort of sick joke.
No, it would just be like a rumour mill vibe, maybe. But these things,
I can see. It's the Variety. It's the
there's all sorts of tragedy films, man. They made them about the Twin Towers and all sorts of stuff. Like, it's a real thing, you know.
Yeah, I think that typically, though, like a bit of time tends to elapse. I think for a to form perspective, and also because
someone's bagging it kind of in a rank way.
Well, I kind of feel that maybe there's might be a bit of first one out the gate. Oof. You know, but I think like a bit
Dig
of time.
Upwards, actually.
Yeah, maybe. But a time for perspective to form, and then maybe more than like 2 or 3 months to write a script is probably a good idea.
Shot in Australia with Australians doing Kiwi accents.
I'm done with this story.
You do wonder if you'd get your public space filming permits Christchurch. Right. You do wonder if the police would support your shoot, all that sort of stuff. I think it might be a bit more difficult to do than you'd think. Hey, moving on from that, John Wick 3, Chapter 3, Parabellum.
What's he mad about now? He's always pretty pissed off about something.
His car?
And
or
it's
his
justified.
Dog? Car or his dog?
Well, now it's obviously something else.
Not to get into too many spoilers, but it picks up immediately after the second John Wick film left off, and it continues to raise the violence stakes. So it is kind of weird. Like, we just talked about Christchurch, now we're talking about really heavy, like kind of gun porny kind of film.
This isn't based on anything factual. This is like totally ridiculous.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The jiu-jitsu's real. It's good looking jiu-jitsu in that movie.
There's some nice
hip tosses and stuff.
There's some nice wide shot action scenes. You can see what's happening. It is a little bit, you know, it is a bit gun fetishy, I think, John Wick. I think that I went in pretty excited. I didn't stop to think about am I, you know, ready to watch a full blown gunsy, fighty, reveling in death action movie? And maybe I wasn't quite there, not 100%. So maybe a bit of like finding equilibrium required on the part of audience members. But I mean, look, it's all in good fun, isn't it, John Wick? I think so.
Have you seen Shoot 'Em Up?
Yeah,
that's pretty. That's like pushing the boat out in that angle.
Well, I think John Wick's like what has made these films work so well is, as you mentioned, like it's got Keanu Reeves. He's fantastic. It's a role he's kind of born to play. John Wick wouldn't be John Wick without him. Not just because he can do man of few words incredibly well, but he can perform the stunts. He just carries the films. The first film was extremely, just a really tight as all fuck action movie. Like, there was no fat on that film. Introduced a few kind of like wider world of assassins elements. The second film builds upon that quite a lot. I mean, this third one, maybe if there's anything that dragged a little bit, was that the filmmakers have gotten a little bit carried away with their own sort of mythology. It's like finding out about the politics of assassins and the wider world of assassins again.
Don't need it.
I kind of didn't need it. I liked the slick, pared back, man mourns his dog, sorts shit
goes
out.
Goes on a killing spree.
Yep, yep.
You don't find Keanu a bit too wooden?
Stoic, John. Stoic.
I mean, who else could deliver a line reading like, whoa? You know?
No, there's, Keanu.
There's only one Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
So enjoyable. I think, yeah, when it works at its least, it's because it's getting carried away in narrative.
Does he have any kids? Does he have a little Reeves at all?
IRL?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of, but I haven't really.
He's such a bachelor,
know,
eh? Like, he's got a bachelor vibe.
Super humble.
I think there's, you know, there's some.
God,
there's some,
damn it, Keanu. He's so likable, eh? He's like a human dolphin.
Isn't he?
Nice guy.
Next on my Keanu watching list is a film called Destination Wedding, where it's a like a cynical rom com where he's paired with Winona Ryder, and I just feel like it's going to be a time machine back to a happier, gentler, more Gen X slacker time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I know. Look, personal life of Keanu Reeves. He's one. He doesn't. Some stars you are curious about. Some artists you sort of dig down and
I've seen
have
like
a bit of a fossick around, but not so much. There's a bit of tragedy there. There's.
Oh.
He's had a bit of a tough run.
You're talking about Speed 2?
No, like just again back to the IRL. Like he's had some tough moments.
Oh shit!
I think you know he just projects a very very forceful mystery.
Now, so John Wick, reasonable review, John Wick 3. Now,
yeah, look, I mean, you know what you're in for.
Mm.
It's that opens in cinemas tomorrow, so go have a hoon on that.
TV-wise, you had something else on the cards.
Yeah,
local TV.
Local TV.
This looks good, by the way.
Don't shoot me down, but local TV.
No, it looks good.
Local TV.
It's some familiar faces in there, some of the local scene.
There are indeed some familiar faces. There's a new show on TVNZ On Demand called Educators. It's a punchy sort of 15-minute episode.
Oh, good.
Now it's a...
Interesting.
This show is... again, don't cut me off. I'm not saying this like a bad thing, but it's some of New Zealand's best improv comedians.
I think so too.
Ad-libbing their way through.
Tom Sainsbury's up in there, John.
Sainsbury's up in there. Cora Forrester plays a drama teacher who makes the impulsive decision in an ad-lib style that no, Grease isn't the school play this year, but it will be Equus. Jackie Van Beek is a typically kind of like uptight and unlikable guidance counselor.
It looks really good, eh? I've watched it.
There's an asshole bully PE teacher. But basically, the show is just teachers are jerks.
It's quite entertaining. In a nutshell, eh? When you're of that opinion, you know? Like, man.
Coming in at 15 minutes an ep, it kind of means that there's not too much fat on it. They do improv the way through scenes, but there's kind of usually like an end goal or, you know, like one sort of like little narrative nugget to get from A to B. It's not just a bunch of comedians riffing and then they try to fix it in an edit. Yeah, there's four episodes up now, and they're dropping two a week each Wednesday.
The Educators.
Educators.
Just Educators.
Educators.
Okay.
Just, yeah, get educated.
Sounds good, Steve. Excuse me. Well, thank you very much for another excellent edition of Flicks and That. Is there anything that you would recommend at the Hollywood Avondale this week? We've got The Happiness of the Katakuris.
Yeah, The Happiness of the Katakuris is my Hollywood pick for the week.
What about Vice Squad?
I'm curious about Vice Squad, but it's a Friday night, you know, Friday night, 8 p.m. It's a lot of competition. Warriors are playing, you know.
What about The Outsiders on Sunday?
Yeah, we just had Jules Barnett having a bit of a pre-Outsiders
froth. He's frothing
froth
about it. Apparently it's an all-star cast. I've never seen it, but it's on 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Is that like the socks and the greases kind of thing?
It's not too grease, if that's what you... If that's what you're thinking. No, the only musical they've got this week is The Happiness of the Katakuris, which it's a blind spot for me. I don't know why I haven't seen this film, but I've always meant to.
You're thinking of The Wanderers.
Am I? The Wanderers? Thank you, Jules. Appreciate that.
Happiness of the Katakuris, you reckon? It's R16 with violence, and it's a musical.
It's a bonkers musical. Don't be. It's not. It's it, the
a poster, violent musical.
The poster looks a little bit Sound of Music,
like
but
a
it's
TV Rage attached to their waist, and they play like
there's an alien in the background.
It's like the gist of it is it's all very happy families. A family that run a sort of rural getaway, but all the guests keep dying, and they start hiding it, but it becomes increasingly difficult to do so. And it's a musical. So
okay, sweet. Well, we've got a double pass. We do have a double pass to anyone that's
anything or the happiness of Katakuris.
The happiness of the Katakuris, Vice Squad, or the Outsiders. If you want to go, send us a text 53095, and we can hook you up.
Bloody good.
Cheers, Steve.
See you guys.
Thanks, mate.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.